Okay, welcome everybody to the call here. We had a little crazy noise going on there for a second, and I was echoing, but it seems like it's working good now. Hopefully you all can hear me okay. Welcome to our Monday night Send Out Cards call, December 3rd. This is when the party starts, guys and girls. We're going to get into a fun couple of weeks here starting now. Production run was up dramatically. It's really interesting. We can literally monitor the increase in card orders almost down to the card versus, you know, previous years. Like the team's gotten anywhere now to where they can anticipate what the next day production run's going to be based on a little formula from what the production run was last year exactly at this time with a little bit of, you know, increases and stuff. They got this little formula and they could almost predict almost to the card how many are going to hit production the next day. The efficiency of our production team is incredible, but they're right on. I mean, they're right on with their projections every single day. They predicted that this Monday would be the first big spike, and sure enough, we hit it. And so we're going right into busy season, and we're excited about that. So I got several things that I want to cover on tonight's call. The main part of the call tonight is I want to talk about this holiday bonus challenge, and I got a couple of guests on here that I'm going to introduce in a minute, and they are in the running. They're in the top five running of earning the holiday bonus. $2,000 in subscriptions earns you an extra $2,000 commission, and so 2K for 2K challenge. And so we're going to have a little bit of fun talking to our guests. I'll introduce them in just a second. Before I do that, I want to just kind of go over some things real quickly just to help all of us out for the holidays. First of all, you and your customers may need extra help during the holidays. And, you know, obviously our call center times, you know, a lot more people start calling in this time of year, that kind of thing. The hold times might start to peak or start to increase a bit again. But there's some things that you and you can share with your customers and team members that they can do to bypass any hold times at all. So we just want to remind you of that and help us out with this. You know, really try to help us out with this. First of all, the in-the-know calls that Walter McFashion does are phenomenal. First and third Tuesday. All that folk, a lot of that focus is going to be on holiday card sending and what you can do and answer questions and those kind of things. And when your customers call in and they'll hear that announcement on the hold saying, you know, go schedule to get yourself on the in the know call. And also there'll be instruction on where you can go listen to archive calls. So that's one way to find out information. Could also inform people to click the help button on the website. Click the help button. And once you do that, you can search for your question, and they'll make sure that the top frequently asked questions regarding holiday card sending is going to be right at the top of that. So literally 50, 60, maybe 70% of you and your customers' issues could be handled very quickly just by using some of these other tools. So we encourage you to do that. So the next thing is some of you may have noticed we have a new plan in place, and this is really the interesting conversation because some of you may have noticed that or may have gotten a notice or had customers who have gotten notice that some of your cards are being held because of certain reason. The reason for that is because of our new address verification program. So here's what's interesting. So over the course of the last, I don't know, probably 4 to 5 weeks, we had over a million cards go through, and out of those million cards over the last 4 to 5 weeks, we've had close to 8,000 that were rejected due to address validation issues or other issues pertaining to your account. Okay, so first of all, that's 8,000 out of a million. So it's important that you understand that. But here's what people aren't realizing. These are the cards that in the past years, you didn't get this notice that were that those are being held. You didn't get that notice because they were being sent, and then they'd be returned to you because of a bad address. So on the surface, this may appear like, oh no, there's another glitch or there's another problem. No, this is a proactive effort for us to catch bad addresses and different things that can affect your recipients in receiving their cards. So understand that. So when you, so if you get complaints or you get customers, you get things saying, what's this going on? Why aren't these going out? These aren't going out because there's some kind of issue that may cause the card to not get where it's supposed to go. So that's a new plan that we have in place with our address verification, which you all have been asking for, and we have it in place now. So I want to make sure that we're proactive with that and people understand that, you know, that's there to help you. And sometimes it comes across like, you know, here again, something else is not working right because these cards aren't going out. No, they're not. It's not that at all. We're catching the cards before they go out because they might not get there. So anyway, just that for your information. If you get information about from your customers or whatever about cards being held, please remember this phone call because that's what that's about. And we're not saying the program's perfect. I'm sure there's little issues here and there. But those 8,000 cards were caught, and it's going to prevent us from problems down the road. So, you know, in today's day and age, it's kind of funny. In social media, somebody has an issue like this, they draw the conclusion that there's a glitch or a problem. They go on social media and start stating that there's yet another issue and cards aren't going out. When the reality is it's a positive because we're catching cards that shouldn't be going out. So make sure, help us with that. Help us with that as we get that out there. Make sure we have positive message going on our social media posts. Power of Human Connection, as you know, the 2 cent, give your 2 cents, has been extended through the end of the year. Take advantage of that. By the way, we're getting a ton of testimonials, and we're going to ask you to send those in to marketing@sendoutcards.com, but we're getting a ton of testimonials. Got a whole bunch last weekend, Vancouver, Relationship Marketing Summit. Lots of guests there, by the way. Excellent event up there. Lots of guests coming in from BNIs and different things. It was phenomenal. Many of which have already received a copy of the book, you know, from the 2 cent promotion. They made comments about the book or signing up for Send Out Cards because of the book and because someone sent them the gift. That program's working. It's working very well. So we challenge you to keep taking advantage of that. Okay, let's jump in here. Well, actually, there's one other thing. This is the time of year when we really need to utilize all the tools that we have to get the messaging out that we are your holiday card sending solution. We are your holiday gift sending solution, and Send Out Cards marketing team has done a phenomenal job putting some cool killer videos together. They're doing a 12 days to Christmas thing. I don't know if any of you have seen some of those yet. There's one on there where it shows gifts in action for a sibling, for a daughter, for a cousin, for a friend, for a granddaughter. Super cool, super creative, super fun stuff. The best part of that is you can and should be sharing those videos with all your friends on Facebook. And the best way to do that, of course, is on Appreciation Pal. Now, my first guest on the call tonight is Bart Ratliff. As you know, Bart heads up our Appreciation Pal efforts, does an excellent job in training and teaching us. But one of the things right now, I just want to talk about a basic thing. Right now, when we've got these holiday promotion videos that are being very well produced, you have opportunity through Appreciation Pal to share those with all of your friends and have any of the people that respond to that come back through you. So you always get credit for what you do. Now, I'm going to share with you right now quickly the steps, and then I'm going to have Bart talk to us about it. So if you are a member of Appreciation Pal, you just go log into your Appreciation Pal account. That's the first step. Now take some notes here. Go to your Appreciation Pal account, log in. Go to the Get Social button and click it. That's the second step. Third step, add at the bottom of the page, select the post you want to share. So these new video posts are there. You just select the one you want it to post. The next step is add your customized message to it. Step 5, select Facebook, Twitter, or LinkedIn. That's just a simple click. Step 6, select the date and schedule your post. Super easy, super effective to do this. Now, Bart, I wanted you to speak to this, and I'm also going to ask if Bart will put together a little, I don't know how you want to do it, Bart, if you want to do a Zoom or a video, somewhere people could see live how to do this simple little feature, especially this time of year. Go ahead.
Absolutely, Cody. Thank you so much for having me on call. Happy holidays, everybody, December 3rd. So, Cody, I'm glad you brought that up because we do have some incredible posts that that Sanuk Harsh Corporate, your amazing team, have put together that includes videos and social media posts. So if you are a member of Appreciation Pal, you can actually use the Get Social or simply go to your blog, appreciationpal.com, and there's like 8 posts we have up. And as of right now, just over the last 7 to 10 days, where you can find a post or a video that you like, and you just simply click on it. And what we, the way we created this is when you share that link either through Get Social or by simply adding your user ID at the end of it, that way everything's driven back to you. If people wanted more information, if they want to create a free account, or if they want to send a card, they would simply take the link, they would share it on their social media, but in the post itself, when you click on that post, it actually has a done-for-you social media post copy already on there. So you would simply put the link into your social media and then copy the post that we have in the post itself, and you would paste it right into your Facebook, right into your Twitter, whatever the case, wherever you want to share this, and then click post. And then you have a really cool social image. When they click on it, it's all coded to you. They can read it. They have the button where they can click send a free card that has your name and has your telephone number in there. And if things work out right, it could actually be shared. If people on your social media want to share it, they can share it with all their friends on social media, which that's a good thing for you because, of course, as an Appreciation Pal member, everything goes back to you, and it has all your information, your name, your telephone number, and, of course, your send out cards link. And, Cody, now, what I can do, why don't I just put a nice video together? Go ahead.
Do you have a scheduled training for this week?
I do, Wednesday night at 5 p.m. Mountain Time. And, Cody, what I could do instead of doing it in the Appreciation Pal group with your permission, I can actually go ahead and do that training in the official Facebook group. That way everybody can see it. And then we'll go over and we'll show everybody how to do it. I'll give them several examples.
Well, I think that would be a good idea, especially right now. What I would ask is that we keep the instruction just on these holiday posts and holiday videos. So
absolutely.
I know, you know, there's a lot you can train on, but for right now, if we could just show what we talked about tonight, let's just show exactly what we talked about tonight, because I'm telling you, these videos are phenomenal. They're really good, and they gain a lot of traction for you, and they'll come, and there's, you know, it'll come all back to you through Appreciation Pal. If you're not a member of Appreciation Pal, go to Appreciation Pal, find out how to sign up. It's a phenomenal service. But there's most of the people on this call are probably already on Appreciation Pal. Please leverage that, especially right now. It's going to be huge for you. Literally right now, this week and next week, actually literally the next 3 weeks starting right now, the people that you know and the people they know need solutions to their holiday card and gift sending. And it's not just the group send out to 150 people I know or in my business. It's all kinds of group sending. It's neighborhood gifts. It's you name it. As you know, I mean, you're all in the holidays yourself. We're all looking for quick, easy solutions. You know, how do I get my holiday cards out quickly? How do I take care of my neighbor gifts? How do I take care of my gifts for all of my colleagues at the office? You know, how do I take care of my kids' gifts that he's got to do at his school function? You know, whatever it is, people are looking for solutions, and these videos that we're creating give you those solutions, and you can get them to 1,000 people with this tool. And if you only have, you know, a couple of percent of those people respond back to you, these are new customers for you. Leverage what these tools, because it's really good. Okay. Having said, thank you, Bart. We'll get the word out on training on that. It's pretty simple to do. Having that been said, we have our holiday bonus challenge going on, the 2K for 2K. Our top five in the running right now, Lisa Joyen in the top spot all the way from Sydney, Australia. We have Matt Sherb in the two spot, Kathy Peterson in the three spot, Chip Barkle in the four spot, Darla DeGrande in the fifth spot. Now, you heard Darla perk up last week. She was just getting started 7 days ago. She was doing some other things, and now she was just getting started saying, I'm gonna go earn this $2,000. But then within 1 week, she was in the top. She's made it into the top five running. So I have Lisa Joyen all the way from Sydney, Australia, on the call tonight, and I have Darla on the call tonight. Those are our two guests. I want to talk to both of them about basically about what you're doing, the fun that you're having, and just get some advice from you on how to go about this challenge. Let's start with you. Lisa, can you hear me?
Yes. Can you hear me, Cody?
Yes. Lisa Joyen all the way from Sydney, Australia. Thank you so much, and it's so cool to see you leading the pack here, girl. This is awesome. So let's just start. Okay. I mean, talk to us. First of all, talk to us about the challenge itself and what kind of things are you doing to put on these subscriptions right now?
First, thanks, Cody, for inviting me on the call. It's fantastic. Well, when you actually just a couple of weeks ago launched this holiday bonus challenge, I just kind of decided, I thought, you know, it's just really doable. And more importantly, not just for myself, but to show my team that it's possible. So I just decided, and I think the most important thing is to have fun with it and relax and not get so fixated on just the $2,000, but to really, I think the thing that's worked for me, and it's funny when you announced that I was in the top place for gathering customers at the moment because for the challenge, because I really didn't think I was. I was just kind of sharing from a place of, how many people could we help save time? But most importantly, how many people can I connect with that I can help them appreciate the people in their lives? So that's really been at the top of my thinking when I shared with people. And I had a lot of presentations that I'd done in the past few months. So a lot of my sign-ups have been follow-up. Following up with people and saying, look, it's the holidays, it's a great time to get started. And and I think the key thing, because I'm sharing from a place of not getting that bonus, but I'm sharing from a place of how many people can I help appreciate people in their lives using send-out cards, people have just, it's been overwhelming. People have just said, yep, I'm ready, let's do it. And the other thing that I think that's helped is, and I told my team members this as well, is I'm using Zoom a lot. I know that's been talked about, but it saved me a lot of time running around trying to see people. So I use Zoom as my primary way to show people. They share their screen or I share my screen and we get them started, and it's really quick. But once they get started, I do take a bit of time to show them how it works because I want them to stay on as customer, to be on Christmas period, and they can see how they can use send out cards beyond the Christmas period. So I show them how they can implement this in their strategy for next year. So yeah, that's been really what I've been doing.
Well, I appreciate that. Just to recap, you know, it's focusing on the right things, which we train on all the time. Just focus on helping people what you can give, not what you can get. Yeah, you can get the $2,000 out of this, but your focus is on what you can give, especially this time of year in helping people have a holiday spending solution. Another thing I like that you talked about was you're following up with people that are already in your pipeline. Now, that's a lesson for all of us listening, is that if you don't have people in your pipeline, because here's what happens.
and it's so interesting because we've done 900,000 of these calls now, and it's interesting when you get the feedback because you will hear things like, well, yeah, Lisa's got all these people in her pipeline. I don't have a whole lot of people in my pipeline, and so I don't know if this challenge is for me. And there's people on this call right now that might even be thinking that. So what would your response to that be, Lisa?
If you don't have people in your pipeline, well, I would say it's such an easy time to help people get started. I've been using a little, when I send a text or a message to people, instead of saying, are you going to send some holiday cards? I deal mostly with business owners, so just because I'm a BNI member, I say, you know, are you thinking of sending out some appreciation to your clients this holidays? It's an important time to do that. And they're like, oh, that sounds really good. Yeah, I need to do that. And then we get on a call, and some of them, you know what, they haven't been on my pipeline. There's been a few that I've followed up that have been in my pipeline, but not everyone. So I think
right.
For us, as Send Out Cards referral partners, to be able to, in the process of sharing, educating people that they're really, this is an opportunity for them to connect and appreciate their clients. And that language has resonated with them. So I've had quite a few get started because of just that. Instead of saying, oh, do you want to send some Christmas cards? Which are like, no, I don't have time for that. Instead saying something along the lines of, you know, it's a great time of the year to appreciate your clients. Have you got anything that you're doing? I can help you out with that. So that's been really good. So if you don't have anybody in your pipeline, just reach out to people. Show them how you can help them appreciate their clients or appreciate their family and friends. I would say go for it. It's got nothing to do.
Yeah, and I guess what I would add to that is if you don't have people in your pipeline like Lisa does, this is a great opportunity to start getting people in your pipeline.
Yeah.
You know, don't use it as an excuse. Use it as an opportunity to start putting people in your pipeline. Because let me fill you in on a little secret, everybody. These little challenges are not going to stop. I'm going to keep throwing out stuff. I'm begging you guys to allow me to send you big checks. I'm begging you, but you got to meet me halfway. So if you don't have people in your pipeline and you don't feel like you can hit this particular challenge, use it to get people in your pipeline. Because these kinds of challenges, I don't know if it'll be this one specific, but challenges like this are going to continue. We're going to always be having fun little games, doing stuff to where it will drive you to go out and generate new subscription business because that's what our build plan is. So, Lisa,
that's such
thank
a good
you
point.
So much.
That's such a good point, Cody. I just want to also, I actually had this conversation with a couple of my team members, and they said, I don't know if I could make the $2,000 bonus. I said, well, if you do or if you don't, at least you'll be in a better place. Gathering a few customers and sharing with more people than you were before. So just go for it. And whether you get it or not, it doesn't matter. But at least, like you said, your pipeline will be built. And then you might get a few customers and you're going to go into 2019 in a better place than you are right now. So absolutely.
Well, just as a reminder, and we're talking U.S. funds right now, if you hit a $2,000 challenge, so $2,000 worth of subscriptions from your customers, you're already going to get a $400 worth of bonus from that, not counting the $2,000. So that's $2,400. But that $400 bonus is residual. It's ongoing as long as people stay on those subscriptions. So this is a big deal. It's a big deal in terms of you building your business and people, and then you put on team members. People do what you do, not what you say. So you want to remember that, because if you want to create duplication in others going for a $2,000 challenge or whatever it is, going for putting on lots of subscriptions, the best way, really, in my opinion, the only way to do it is it's by what you do, not by what you say. And Lisa, thank you again. I appreciate your ongoing example. Just really appreciate who you are and all the way across the pond, and the stuff that you do in Australia is just amazing. So just moving on, we also have she's a little closer to the home office. She's from San Diego. And Darla, you went to work last week, just 7 days ago, and said you were going to go get this thing. You're already in the top five. So talk to us. I mean, what kind of things are you doing out there?
I'd love to. Thank you so much, Cody, for having me on. And Lisa, you rock, girlfriend. It's all about a decision, right? And I just went into my database and I pulled up. I just want you guys to see this, and I'm going to post it in the official group too, so you can see that it's factual and not just me blowing numbers. But I sent out from just last month, I sent out from my account 701 cards. 701 cards. I even hired somebody to sit with me and sit at one computer while I was at another computer, and all we did is open up my database, and I started firing her names. We literally put 2 days of solid work into this because I know what sending 701 cards is going to do. And so it's this vicious cycle. There's a positive word for vicious cycle, because the more cards you send, the more greatness you have happening to you. And they mirror each other. Show me your card catalog and I'll show you a reflection of your paycheck. Show me your calendar, I'll show you what your paycheck's going to look like. You know, and you just learn these little tiny things, you guys, and the more you send, the more you get. The more you send, the more you gain. And you just learn it and you do it. And I'm going through the process, and I'm going to throw Brian Perez out here because I'm so proud of him. I messaged Brian last week, and I said, hey, Brian, are you running for the promotion? And he says, no, I'm really super busy in real estate right now. And I took a screenshot of the text message that I sent out. I said, it was the day I decided to do the promo. I'm like, okay, I'm going to do this thing. And then I ran into tons of just life issues that got in my way and wiped 2 days out of my week out. But I have 7 appointments on my book this week to sign people up and get them launched, so I know that I'm beyond the $2,000 bonus because they're on my calendar and I know they're going to do it. And I sent him a screenshot and I posted it in the official group, you guys. I posted what I'm sending out there, and I'm saying, do you plan on sending any type of gratitude or appreciation to your customers this year? This is the time of year to say, I appreciate the role you play in my life. I wouldn't be we wouldn't be where we are if it wasn't for people like you, our customers. And I do what Elisa did, and I made that little guilty conscience line in there, you know, because it is a kind of guilt trip. How do you say no to that? No, I'm not going to thank my customers. And then from there, you got to learn how to take control of the ball. You have to control the entire process of the appointment. So when they say, sure, send me a link, I don't send them a link. I don't share the app. And I don't send them to my Facebook page, to my page. I say, can you jump on the phone right now for 2 quick minutes? That's how I get people. Get them offline as fast as you can. Get them on the phone. And then they say, well, how much does it cost for a card? I said, well, let's do this. So I answer every question with a question. I've learned that. Answer a question with a question. Write that down. Answer a question with a question. What does that sound like? So how much do the cards cost? Okay, let's work backwards, I say. If all the cards were free and you could send an unlimited amount of cards, how many would you want to send? And let's start there. And that's where I start, and I work them backwards. And because if you guys have done the math and run the numbers, okay, the price of sending X amount of cards can be the same price as it is if you get a 147 and send out 100 cards on a campaign. And people are questioning me, well, how are you saying 197? What does 197 mean? Because I'm saying for 197, you can send out a minimum of 100 cards. My design work will come for free, and I will help you make sure that they get out. If you can get access to the addresses, I will make sure the whole process goes full circle for you. And people are like, how is it 197? How? We'll do the math. 100, it's 147 plus $50 in postage is 197. That's 197. And that's minimum. And then once I've got them on the phone, I can say to them, and listen, the more cards you send on a daily basis of random acts of kindness on single heartfelt send cards, those are the ones that are going to actually bring you more business. And that drives down the cost that you're paying per card. I give them that visual. And so then I say the secondary question. I say, let me throw you another hypothetical question. And I say to them, I know what this is going to do for your business. So this is going to be the first time you're going to get started sending cards, but I want you to stop for a minute. I want you to think about the holidays that you celebrate throughout the year or something that's pertinent to your industry. How many cards, if they were free, would you send in a 12-month period? Because I want the big picture now, because now not only am I going to go for the 147, I'm going to add the elite package on the top of it. because if they say 300 cards or more, then if they buy the small elite package, they're going to get 200 cards, 200 extra cards for the same price they would pay for 300 cards. And you know as well as I do, they're going to send more gifts and more cards if their cards are already in their banks for free. And then if they send 600 or more cards a year, well, then the $9.99 package, which is the one that I focus on, the 1,000 cards or more, that's the same price as if they were sending 600 cards. So all I'm doing is sending out the original text of do you plan on sending. And you guys, I don't care who doesn't answer. I'm just sending it. I'm copy, pasting, sending, copy, paste. And you would not believe how many yeses come back right away and how many people say, oh, I was just thinking about you. I cannot believe you just messaged me. You've been on my mind. And it's all because you're going out and putting it out there. So I did this challenge with Brian, and he sent me back 5 yeses within 2 days. He's like, Darla, I cannot believe how easy this is. Anyway, I'm talking too much, and I'm going to stop talking, Cody.
No, that was beautiful. Appreciate it. Now, if I know Darla speaks fast, and she gives a lot of information. This is a recorded call. I encourage you to get back on. What Darla and both Darla and Lisa suggested are very simple things. Now, Darla went through a bunch of steps and different things, but what she suggested is very, very, very simple. Don't overthink it. If you need to listen to that explanation a few times, just go listen to the recording of this call and hear her out. You know, hear that process out. You don't have to do it that way, but it's certainly a great way to do it. It's a great way to do it, and obviously it's getting results, both Lisa and Darla are getting phenomenal results. And by the way, this time of year, I mean, and Darla, let's talk about this. How important is this activity right now?
Oh, it's priceless. For those of you that don't have a network, if you don't have a network and you're just getting started or you're trying to repair your old network or whatever, take the time and send as many cards as you can yourself out right now. Find addresses. You guys saw my post that I put on Facebook that said, if you've never received a heartfelt card in the mail from me, you know, please drop your name below because I want to make sure that you have. And even though a lot of those people are send out cards to people, you guys, you still want to do that because those people are relationships to you. When they get that card, they're going to post it on social media and they're going to brag about you and say thank you to you, and it builds your character. So it's important. If you're, even if you're just beginning, find reasons to thank somebody. Go walk around your neighborhood and gather addresses and send all your neighbors cards. Just do it.
Great advice, both of you and Bart as well. Appreciate all of you being on to give your wisdom to us. Incredible stuff. I just highly encourage everybody to, you know, again, treat your business like a business. And even if it's a small part-time business, at least while you're conducting business, treat it like a business. When Darla says I sent out 700 cards, now Darla, real quick, so you sent out 700 cards. What did you say on those cards?
It was on the front of the card. It has a picture of me looking out at one of my beautiful San Diego sunsets. And it says, I'm grateful for, dot, dot, dot. And then on the inside of the card, it says, for you. Every time I look out at this sunset, or I get to take a walk on the beach and meditate, or be present with my daughter where my mother never was with me, or go on vacations that most would call dream vacations, I am truly grateful. And the only reason why that is all happening is because of you. From every thought to every action that you take, you play a huge, significant role in my life. And it's very important to me that you know how grateful I am for you. And
wow.
Just that, gratitude.
Now, you posted that in the group, right?
Yeah, and the reason being is because I'm going to follow that up with human connections. I'm laying the foundation so these people can understand how important heartfelt human connections are, because truly all opportunities, all referrals, all friends, and all love come through human connections. And if all you would do every day is work on building your human connections, you'd never have to worry about money, opportunity, love, or friends. Never.
Good stuff. Good stuff. Well, thank you, everybody, for being on the call tonight. Thank you all for calling in tonight. Again, really important right now, like Lisa said, just focus on helping people during the most important time of year to help them. By getting them on subscriptions, allow the $2,000 challenge stuff to take care of itself.
and do some of these tactics. Some of these things that Darla suggested tonight are phenomenal. They're really, really good. Best time of year to do them is now. And by the way, just, and I want to remind everybody, I have to remind myself of this. It's December 3rd, okay? And December 25th is the Christian holiday of Christmas, which is not very far away. It's 23 days away. So we get in our minds that, oh, man, maybe it's already too late. It's only 20 days away. No, it just starts. The activity just starts right now. Like, there's going to be massive activity in the next 3 weeks. And we're not talking just card sending. We're talking people needing to figure out how to do the card sending. That activity is starting right now. The best time for you to do any of the stuff you heard tonight is right now. Best time of the year to spend your time doing that kind of thing. I know it's the holiday season. I know everybody gets super busy during the holidays. But we have a product that is, you know, one of our strong points is a solution for the holiday season. So take advantage of that. Jump in. Have fun with it. You know, like Lisa says, this don't treat this like work. Treat it like you're helping people, because that's what you're doing. You're helping people to create human connection in their life, to share appreciation in their life, like Darla talks about. You know, that's what you're helping people to do. You're helping them to better their life. Your process of a lot of activity doing these things in the next couple of weeks is going to transform somebody's life. You cannot put a price tag on that. You can't put a commission to that. The money takes care of itself on the back end. The focus, like Lisa says, is focus on the fact that what you're doing is going to dramatically help another human being. During this time of year, we're supposed to be a light to others. You know, we're supposed to be a light. And I know we all have our holidays. We, you know, depending on your faith, you have different types of holidays. I'm a Christian, so I'm going to use the Christian example. Now, the rest of you, you know, you have different types of holidays. I'm not going to mention them all because there's many. And you have whatever's based on your faith, you have something that you celebrate during this time of year. Mine happens to be Christian, so I'm going to use Christianity as the example. Nobody should be offended by that, because that's who I am. I honor you for any of the beliefs that you have. In Christianity, we celebrate the birth of Jesus Christ. That's what we celebrate during this time of year. Okay? And we believe as Christians that Jesus was a light. There is a light to the world. So his challenge to each of us is to be a light to the world. Do as Jesus would do. Be a light to the world. Now, you can take any faith that you have and you can relate it to your own beliefs. And any of those beliefs, because I've talked with many of you. In fact, Lisa, you and I have had many conversations because you're of a completely different religious background as me. But what we've discovered is that we all kind of really believe the same thing, and that is that we all have a desire to love and be loved. We all have a desire to, to reach out and be kind to others. You know, the faiths that we belong to all resonate to a higher being that encourages us to be nice to other people, to be loving and kind and generous to other people, to be a light to other people. And it doesn't matter what your background is, that's what the encouragement is this time of year. We have an opportunity to go out right now and do just that, to be a light to the world, to provide a mechanism to share appreciation and kindness to other human beings. Now, that's a great activity to do during the holidays, a great activity. You know, chalk it up as just a simple holiday activity that you're going to do to bless other people's lives. Let the money part take care of itself. Anyway, that's just kind of my thought that I wanted to put on. I felt really inspired as our guests were talking tonight to kind of close with that type of message. So I appreciate everybody. So we're going to go ahead and log off. Make sure you post on social media the call tonight. Shout out to Darla and Lisa and Bart for helping us out tonight. Give them a shout out. Share your appreciation on social media how awesome this call was. And we're going to open it back up, have everybody say goodbye as you log off. Take care.